1390 KJAM Madison.
It's time for Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM and AmazingMadison.com. Here are your hosts, Paul and JJ.
And back once again, Wednesday nights on Dakota's Best AM 1390 KJAM 601, currently our time. This is Coach's Corner, live from the KJAM studios in downtown Madison, and also available through the Coach's Corner page on AmazingMadison.com. I am your host, Paul Vold. Another busy night in downtown Madison, and also another beautiful night as well. Temperatures the rest of this week, we're seeing mid-40s all the way into the weekend, which could lead to some snow on Sunday, but we won't talk about that right now. Beautiful weather these next couple of days makes the show a little bit more fun as well to talk about. We got another great show lined up for you tonight. Coming up later tonight, we'll close out the show with one of our favorites and one of our original guests, Dakota State University football coach Josh Anderson will be in studio. Take a look at the football playoffs, since it's been a while since we've talked about the NFL here on Coach's Corner. And we also have Dakota State University women's basketball head coach David Moe in studio as well. But a bit of some news here as rolling in the last couple of hours, a bit of a personal thing myself, but one of my favorite all-time baseball players, Minnesota Twins, recently hired, and the retired of Justin Morneau has been hired to the Twins front office as a special assistant. My favorite all-time players as well, never got the justification that he so rightly deserved over at first base, especially in the Gold Glove category, a bit of a logjam in the American League, but he finishes his career four-time All-Star, hit .278 with the Twins, and also 221 home runs, and also 860 RBIs, was the American League MVP in 2006 with the Twins, while also playing 14 Major League seasons, finished out the last three with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Colorado Rockies, and also the Chicago White Sox as well, and one of the only few players in Major League Baseball history to hit a home run against every single team that has ever been in the major leagues as well. He's also going to be joining some of his old teammates as well in the front office, Michael Kadire, Torrey Hunter, and even Troy LaHawkins as a special assistant for the Minnesota Twins. Just wanted to get that out of the way as a reward for Justin Morneau as he battled a lot of injuries and concussions towards the twilight of his career. Now, not so much of a segue, but introducing now our first guest of the evening, Dakota State University women's basketball coach David Moe, back in studio. Coach, it's been a while, but thanks for coming back on the show again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, Coach. We had you on at the beginning of the year before you had a chance to see what the team was doing out on the court. You're entering now with an 8-13 overall record, now also 5-3 in conference after a pair of victories on the road this past weekend. You know, just looking back at those wins, you had a victory over Viterbo 81-62, and also a win against Waldorf close out on Saturday, that was 77-56. You know, just give us your thoughts over the weekend with those pair of conference wins.
Yeah, you know, it was a really fun weekend. We got a lot of time in the hotel to spend together, and all year we've been talking to the team about if we play hard and we come together, we could have a lot of success. And it showed on the floor this weekend. They played with a lot of pride, and they played together. I think this weekend might have been the best that I've seen the team play together all season long. And we've been talking a lot about, look at where we've come from the beginning of the year to now, and where we can be from now until conference tournament time. And we're just taking it one day at a time, and it's just really fun to see the team come together and continue to play harder and harder each game, you know, game in, game out. And, I mean, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and especially with the way the year started off as well. Won the first game of the season, then a couple of points. We got on some win streaks and some losing streaks as well. You know, just looking back from at this point of the year to the start of the year, you know, have there been some things that have kind of gone your way as the season kind of progresses on the floor for your players?
You know, it's whenever a new coach comes in, it takes time to, you know, for the players to learn the coach's style. It takes time for the coach to learn what kind of players they have. And, you know, we've been very up and down. It's been frustrating, to say the least, as a coach, but kind of anticipated that coming into the season. Now, I think we're just seeing the team really kind of buy into what myself and Coach Jamal Brinko have been trying to say all years. Simply control what you can control, play hard, and play together. And if you do that, we can walk out of any situation with our head held high. And it's been really fun to kind of see the growth of not only the team, but also the individuals on and off the floor, you know, just trying to really control what they can control and, you know, trying to become better people and better players and better teammates. And when you go through a change like that, there's always going to be up and downs, but I think we're starting to see more ups than downs. So it's been a fun journey.
And speaking of some of those ups and downs, especially last weekend, one up for sure was definitely a lot better shooting out on the floor, you know, but just with those two wins alone, shooting over 50% from the floor. You know, there's just something in those last couple of games, especially starting off in 2018, winning three of your first five games to start off, especially with conference wins as well to get into the 2018 portion of your schedule. You know, just has there been just improved, you know, looks out on the floor offensively, and just some players just starting to click on the court as well?
Yeah, I think it all comes back to just playing together. You know, instead of a player looking for their shot, they're finding the best shot for the team. And when you have a team approach to basketball, good things happen. And so we're maybe passing up a good shot to get a better shot. And that's what we're seeing out of the team. And if you have that team approach, good things follow and good things happen. I mean, we have, in my opinion, probably one of the best shooters in the country in Lindsey Vogel. I mean, she's like a robot. She's just the same. Her technique is the same every single time. And if we can get her going, you know, she's a shooting at about 50% from beyond the arc. And that's just, you know, good things. And so when teams try to take her away, We had some players step up, and you know, when we have a good post game from Brittley Plouts and Kelly Criddle and Alexis Evans, it makes it really tough to take away the 3-point game when they also have to worry about the post game. So we saw a very balanced attack this weekend from our team of inside and outside. And when you have a balanced attack like that, you kind of leave it to the other team of saying which one are you going to take away. And we made it tough on them of which one to take away. And when they took away the three, Brittley had her way on the block. When they tried to take away Brittley, we had some kids step up and knock down some threes. So it was a really fun weekend.
Yeah, and also you had mentioned, you know, with the inside game, especially being one of the strong suits for your Lady T squad, especially being ranked first in the nation, all the NAIA Division II, in blocking shots and also defensive rebounds as well. You know, is there just, you know, we talked about Brittley Plouts a little bit, leading with 64 block shots alone this season. Also Raven Patton coming in with a 26, and there's some other players out there as well that make a big difference on both ends of the floor. You know, what is it about their ability to get after with the block shots in their opposing offenses as well?
You know, Brittley has an uncanny ability of just kind of understanding when she can block a shot and when she can't, and she does it without fouling. You know, I joke with Brittley all the time that, you know, most shot blockers are, like, really good athletes. And Brittley is not your jaw-dropping athlete, but she knows the game really well, and she understands angles, and she does a great job of knowing when to slide over and help and contest the shot. And she's just done a great job of kind of protecting the rim. You know, the style of defense we had been playing early in the year was very aggressive pressure defense, and it kind of funneled everything into Brittley. Well, recently we've tried to back it off a little bit, but, you know, she still does a great job of protecting the rim. And players like Raven Patton and Jamie Tebben, who get block shots also, they just, you know, they're just going after the ball. And it's kind of the whole approach of, if they just play hard, good things will happen. And it's been proven from Raven, who's just, she just makes things happen. I mean, she flies around. She doesn't always understand why she's doing what she's doing, but she does it to the hardest she can, and that's why she's on the floor, because she just makes things happen. So it's been really great for our defense to have those rim protector type players that you know, as a perimeter defender, if I get beat, I got the number one shot blocker in the country behind me. It's pretty comforting as a perimeter defender.
Yeah, and especially with leading the defensive play on the court, now leading to the offensive side as well. Like you said, Lindsay Vogel, a robot, as you said, just with her technique, leading the team with, you know, about 12 points per game. Brittley coming in with about 11. And Kennedy Wagner as well, averaging well over double-digit points per game this season as well. You know, leading to more chances, especially as the season wears on. And it seems that your team really coming together at the right point of the season as well, in the middle of the conference schedule. A couple tough games coming up the rest of this way in conference as well. But, you know, just as the season kind of really started to come together with this offensive unit, as they're just, you know, other players have been up on the floor as well to kind of come in offensively besides those three players that we had mentioned.
Yeah, you know, going back to you talking about rebounding, you know, our big thing is rebound and run. You know, try to get out and run and score easy in transition. And Kennedy Wagner's done a great job of kind of just controlling the game. You know, she, as a point guard, she really understands the flow of the game, who needs to get shots. I mean, she's doing a great job of just taking care of the ball, limiting turnovers, and also getting, you know, her teammates open. And then when we need a bucket, she'll just go get a bucket. You know, overall, we know that we have a great post game in Brittley, and we have a great shooter in Lindsay, but we've had other players that have really stepped up. I mean, Cassie Jones has been playing well for us lately. Shelby Vogel's been knocking on some big shots. You know, Raven and Jamie, you know, coming in at that four spot, they really, you know, they just kind of grind it out. You know, Jamie Tebben had a great weekend of just getting to the rim, and she plays very physical. She got to the free throw line. She got to the rim. Offensive rebounds, Raven the same way. And when you have that balanced attack, It makes it a lot easier to score. And, you know, now the teams kind of know that, okay, Lindsay's a shooter. Well, now Kennedy's just going to attack Lindsay's gap. And if they're going to help in, it's a wide open three. If they're going to stay out, then Kennedy can turn the corner and, you know, get a bucket or get a dish pass to Brittley. So it's been a really fun process getting the offense going. And I just hope that we can continue to grow and develop and become, you know, the team we hope to be.
Yeah, and especially now, Coach, as you get everything really starting to get together at this point of the schedule, now looking at your next couple of matchups this weekend as well, back out on the road for the next 2 weeks as well, all the way into the first week of February. You got the University of Jamestown, number 19, on the number 6, I should say. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, wrong team I was looking at. I was at Valley City State. That's next weekend as well. But Jamestown coming in as the number 6 team. You're going to be at their place on Saturday, but also Friday at Aberdeen against Presentation College. You know, what are a few things that you and your team are kind of keying in on in those matchups coming here this weekend?
Yeah, you know, going into the weekend, you know, we've just been talking a lot about it's just us. You know, we're on the road for three weekends in a row. It's just us. We have no one else there. You know, we have some parents that come, which is fantastic. But when it comes to our energy, it's just us. And we're just focusing on trying to become the best unit we can be. You know, Presentation on Friday, they have a very elite scorer in Macy Tolley. She can flat out shoot it. And we're going to do whatever we can to try to, you know, limit her shots, limit her touches. Jamestown on Saturday, they're just kind of a well-oiled machine. I mean, Coach Yulin's been there for a number of years, and he's got it rolling. But we're going to go into that game with the same mentality we have every other game. If we do our very best, if we control the things we can control, we'll give ourselves a chance to be successful at the end of the game. And win or lose, we can walk away from there with our heads held high. And, you know, in the weekend coming up after that, we go to Dickinson and Valley. Same thing. Dickinson's a tough trip, but if we just continue to control the things we can control, I think we'll be in really good shape. I mean, Valley came to our place, it was number 19 in the country, and it was a tie game with a minute 20 to go. I mean, we were right there, and we had some tough turnovers towards the end of the game, but I mean, we proved to ourselves that we can play with anyone in the country. And so even though Jamestown's number 6 in the country, we're going in that game thinking that we can win. And that's just kind of been our approach overall is, if you control the things, and you're going to put yourself in a good position to be successful. So that's the approach.
Coach, also now, you know, from the start of the year, we had you on before your first game. About mid-October, we had you on the show, and we have had Coach Branco on as well. About back in December, I believe it was one of the times that we had him on Coach's Corner as well. You know, just as the seasons kind of go on, midway through the year, now starting to wind things down with the conference schedule. You know, from the beginning of the year to this point, you know, I'm sure there's some things that you've taken away, things that have worked, things that haven't worked, and that will also lead to more success as the season winds down, also into next year as well.
Yeah, you know, it's been great having Coach Branco on staff. I mean, we know each other really well, and when I took the job, I wanted someone that I knew, and because he's not afraid to challenge me. You know, we started the year running this zone that I believed in, but the players and didn't fully believe in, and we struggled. And he was the one that kind of said, "Coach, we need a change. We need a change." And It took me to swallow my pride and say, you know, you're right. And so we changed to a man-to-man defense, and it's really helped us out. And I couldn't do the job without Coach Branco. And so, you know, first year head coach, there's been some bumpy patches, and it's just taking some time to learn from those things. Kind of like the defense, but you know, overall, it's just playing hard. You know, and I truly believe that If the players continue to play hard and play together, it'll continue to lead to success. And that's been our message literally since day one. I told the dean the first day I was with him, I said, two things need to happen for us to grow. We need to learn how to play hard, and we need to learn how to come together. And it's been really fun to see them kind of do those two things now as of late. And it was a struggle early on. I mean, we went to the Pentagon and lost to Dakota Wesleyan by 61 points. That was one of the toughest games I've ever been a part of. But then they came to our place right before Christmas, and I mean, we had them, you know, we're down by 10 with about 5 minutes to go, and we ended up losing by 18 or 20, whatever it was. But you can just see the growth in our team, and it kind of comes back to just the message of the thing. The reason that I love the message is because it's not just basketball. You know, you can control the things you can control in the classroom, in your daily life, in your family, and, you know, because they're not just basketball players, us. They're people, and so we're trying to create the best people that we can, and you know they're really starting to kind of take what we're saying and apply it to their life, and it's been a really fun process, and so it's been a really fun year. It's been a challenging year, but I wouldn't change it for the world.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you so much for coming on. Best of luck to you this weekend and the rest of the way this season.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Head coach for Dakota State University women's basketball for the Lady Tees, Coach David Moe, joining us here on Coach's Corner. Their next game's coming up this weekend. They're going to be at Presentation College on Friday, and will also be at number 6, the University of Jamestown, on Saturday as well. Next home games for the Lady Tees won't be until February 2nd and 3rd at the DSU Fieldhouse in Madison. February 2nd, which will be against Waldorf, and also February 3rd will be against Viterbo as well. We're going to step away when we come back. Take a look at the NFL playoff picture. We're going to get you set up as well for the AFC and NFC championship games. One game away from the ultimate dream with Minnesota Vikings playing in their home stadium in the Super Bowl as well. That's coming up after a timeout. We'll be back with more Coach's Corner on Dakota's Best AM 1390.